Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
What you say can actually get you into far more trouble than what you do. Have you discovered that? It's somewhat like the advice that the mother whale gave to her young. It's when you're spouting that you always get into trouble. I think Paul would have believed that. This brilliant man, a type A personality if there ever was one, always nailed down his argument with unvarnished facts. And like waving a red flag in front of a bull, what he said drew the anger of his listeners. After Paul had preached the gospel throughout Asia Minor, he came to Jerusalem and there gave his testimony. The speech went just fine until he mentioned that God had sent him to the Gentiles, and that's when things came apart. Things got so bad that the Roman commander of the guard feared Paul might actually be killed by his enemies. He intervened, taking him into protective custody. In the meanwhile, 40 men took a vow that they would eat nothing until they had killed this alleged rebel, who was so brazen as to believe that God loved even those who were not Jews. But once Paul was under the protection of the Roman army, getting to him was a bit of a challenge for those who wanted to get the matter settled so they could start eating again. They convinced the high priest to lean on the Romans and asked them to return Paul to the Jewish council for more questioning. On the way to the council, they would attack and kill him. But there was one problem they didn't know about. A youth, a lad who was probably a teenager, heard about the plot. He just happened to be the son of Paul's sister, who lived in Jerusalem where Paul was. The lad took it upon himself to let Paul know what was in the offing. He went to the garrison where Paul was being kept and asked to talk to Uncle Paul, who, upon hearing the bad news, asked that the lad be given an audience with the commander of the garrison. When the commander heard the news, he took the issue very seriously and ordered an armed guard to assemble in the night and whisk Paul to safety in Caesarea. Luke never tells us whether these 40 men just starved to death or went back on their vow, their vow to death. I suspect the former, but who knows? Of one thing we are certain, this teenager saved the life of Paul. His moment in the spotlight is brief, but tremendously important. History doesn't tell us what happened to him, whether he became a missionary or a martyr, but we do know that it took courage to take the risk of exposing the plot. His courage saved the life of the man who wrote 13 letters in the New Testament and is the most admired man of the New Testament apart from Jesus Christ. Ernest Hemingway is credited with saying that courage is fear that has prayed. Perhaps he is right, but I do know one thing. When you know that something must be done and you do it, your act of bravery may not only save a life, but a generation. Exposing corruption or dishonesty takes courage. Standing alone when others go along with the crowd may make you an enemy. But when Paul stood alone, forsaken by his friends, Jesus Christ stood with him. "Take courage," he said. "As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, you must also testify about me in Rome," said the Lord. The real heroes are those who do have the courage to abide by their convictions and do what has to be done. As Golda Meir put it, "If not I, who? If not now, when?" And that question is still valid today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.